Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This was not the most efficient performance for Tom Brady and the Patriots offense, certainly relative to some of their recent performances. But in beating the Miami Dolphins on Sunday and winning the AFC East Championship in the process, the Pats had one huge drive in the fourth quarter that allowed them to seal the victory. Division games are often slugfests, and as much as the Patriots have dominated the AFC East for more than a decade, not every game is a cakewalk, of course. What happened Sunday in Miami was reminiscent of a 2011 AFC East battle with the Jets at Gillette Stadium last October. A Mark Sanchez to Santonio Holmes touchdown with 7:14 left pulled the Jets to within 6 points. The Pats reacted with a six-minute closeout drive, running the ball on 11 of 12 plays, with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis doing most of the work, and the Pats tacking on 3 points with a field goal.
Kick is up, and the kick is good. With 1:02 left to play, the Patriots lead now 30-21.
A 9-point lead, 1 minute left in the game, and the Jets were left hopeless. Fast forward to Sun Life Stadium on Sunday. There was no reason to be comfortable with a 7-point lead, and when the Pats took over with 8.5 minutes left, they kept the ball for more than 7 minutes, running on 12 of 15 plays. Stephen Ridley carried much of the load and had runs of 8, 9, and 11 yards. The Pats essentially put the Dolphins away with a Stephen Gostkowski 3.
It was good execution. I thought, you know, we did a good job making some critical plays when we need to. Really, the run game was huge. I thought, you know, the running backs, you know, ran really hard, protected the ball, got some great blocking up front. It's what we needed at that time.
That's because the Pats weren't quite getting production in the running game prior to that final drive. In the first half, just 8 carries for 10 yards as a team. Part of that was a Stephen Ridley 2-yard score on the Pats' first drive of the game. But until the fourth quarter, Miami's 7th-ranked run defense arrived as advertised.
We came through in the ad, Ridley. He's a tough back, running well. And we just kept fighting, and we finished the game off how we're supposed to.
Our offensive line, they battled hard. They worked all day. You know, at first it was kind of slow, you know, up front, but they just kept fighting. And that's all that you can ask out of an offensive line is just keep fighting until the end. And you see how, you know, how football goes. The last drive, it finally opened up for us. You know, we've been trying to pound away on a great run defense. And, finally, you know, they broke towards the end. And like I said, my offensive line's working hard for me up front.
Bill Belichick said it was probably the team's best drive of the day. The Pats had a season-low yardage total, but they showed some finishing ability and made sure that rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill would have to do the unthinkable, lead 2 Dolphin scoring drives in about a minute.
It was a team drive, and I think we all came together that last drive and got it done.
Well, Stephen Ridley went over the 1,000-yard rushing mark for the season here on Sunday. It's been quite a second season in the NFL for Ridley. He had a touchdown in a big game as the Pats closed out the division. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.